The first reason is that his research is exceptionally good. In the philosophical tradition of strong inference, it begins with a theory-driven set of competing hypotheses, proceeds logically to experimental methods capable of discriminating between these hypotheses, and concludes with a data-driven set of intellectually honest inferences. Second, his research is exceptionally relevant. Rich makes the point that no matter what the proximate educational technology, from chalkboards to discussion boards, learning relies on one ultimate educational technology, the human mind. And there are basic features to our meaty computers, some of which you'll hear about today. These inalienable truths of our mental architecture, when translated to education with incision and integrity, as Rich does, offer a learner-centered, evidence-based approach to many practices of higher education. Finally, his research is not only exceptionally good, and it is not only exceptionally relevant, it's both of these things at the same time. This synergy is as uncommon as it is uncommonly impactful. In the words of William James, we gain confidence in respect to any method which we are using as soon as we believe that it has theory as well as practice at its back. Most of all, it fructifies our independence and it reanimates our interest to see our subject at two different angles to get a stereoscopic view. So with you, this stereoscopic audience of practitioners and academics, I hope we can explore some of that synergy today.